Zok de Elge Mishnah Vayta, Masechtes Kalayim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. So we learned in Mishnah Gimel that if you have an aruga shi shisha tvachim al shisha tvachim, 6x6 tvachim, you can plant 5 different types of mina. Along the sides, the top, the 2 sides and the bottom, if you leave the corner empty, and 1 diamond shaped in the middle. We said if there's a raised border made out of earth around it, which is high a tefach and wide a tefach. That means I'm adding a tefach to each side. So it's no longer 6x6, it's 8x8. Till now I had 6x6. Now I have a border. The border on one side makes it 7. Border on the other side adds another tefach, makes it 8. And you have border around and around. So it's 8x8. So here we said you can have 13 different minim. 3 on each of the sides with an empty box in between. That's 3 times 4 is 12, and again, the diamond shape in the middle, on the inside of the border, that's 13. Zok the Mishnah. Let me explain a little bit more what could be planted here, what can't be planted here. You may remember that we spoke it from the Batanura, only vegetables. This whole 5, 13 is only different types of vegetables. However, says our Mishnah here, Peri Gimel Mishnah Beis, Kol Min Zeroyim, any kind of plant that's called Zeroyim, Ein Zeroyim Barugin, you can't put that in this patch that's 6x6 Tvachim. V'chol Min Yerakais, any kind of vegetables, Zeroyim Barugin, that you could plant according to the halachis of the previous Mishnah. When we say vegetables, we mean those that you grow in like a nice garden. Zeroyim could also be vegetables, but it's vegetables and plants. There's a big field, that's how you grow them. If you're going to take those kinds of plants, you're going to put it together, even according to the boxes that we said in the previous mission, it's going to look like klayim. You look at that, you think field, you don't think boxes. The types of vegetables that are grown in small patches, that's when you can plant so many in one area. The mission explains, chardol, mustard seed, Bafunim hashufim, certain types of beans. Beans that look like they were smoothed out with a plane. Plane is a machine that makes things smooth. Min zeroyim. Those are called types of zeroyim. They can't be planted with this whole cheshbon of 5 and a 6x6 patch and so on. But afunim hagamlonim, on the other hand, large beans. Gamel is a camel, so we use this term to describe things that are large. Min yarek. That's under the category of vegetables. And whatever we learned about planting so many in a box, that does apply to this. This you can. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Gvul, this border that we're talking about, that was taka tefach high and a tefach wide. What if it started getting smaller? It once was high a tefach, but it's a gvul shahoya gvoya tefach. That was high a tefach, but when it's smayet, now it's lower. Kasher, it's still kasher. So you kasher mitchilase, because it started out being kasher. When I first planted my 12 on the border, it was a border that was a tefach high. Even though now it's not a tefach high anymore, it's fine. But I can't add any now. Again, there's a big difference if you have a border kehalocha or you don't. Without a border, I have only 6x6. I can plant only 5 different types. With this border that's high a tefach and wide a tefach, I can plant 12 just on the border. So our Mishnah is telling us, if it was high a tefach and you planted, fine. Even though it's lower now, you're not mechuyev to take anything out. But you can't plant anything new, even though it once was high a tefach, if it's not high a tefach now. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Hatelem, we have here a plowed out row. But it goes down deep a little bit. V'amasamayim, we're a channel of water. How deep do these two things go down? Shemamukim tefach, they're deep a tefach. Now with this Amasamayim, the water is not there anymore, so you could plant inside. Zok the Mishnah, Zoyrin L'taychan, you can plant in them. Shloisha Zeroinen, 3 different types of seeds, but also seeds that are in the category of Yerakas, like we discussed earlier. How do I position them? Echad Mikan, 1 on the top of one side of this row or water channel. V'echad Mikan, 1 on the top of the other side. V'echad Mi'emtza, 1 inside. And you have to have a space of at least 1.5 tvachim in between. So basically, what do I accomplish with the fact that it's going down deep? You have to have a tefach and a half in between. That will be true regardless. So Matanuna explains I would have thought that being that one of them is down deep, that would have a din kechavosh. Chavosh means someone that's trapped. Ein chavosh matur atzmi vesu asurim, Chazal say. A chavosh can't free himself from prison. Somebody else has to free him. There's a din that when it looks trapped, it looks surrounded, you have to be more machmer. So with the plant at the bottom, which is down deep at tefach, and the other two on top, it looks like it's closing in on it. So maybe I should be more machmer that a tefach and a half wouldn't be enough. So the Mishnah is telling me a chiddush that a tefach and a half is enough. So again, we were told that the kulos that we had in the previous Mishnah, of how many you could plant in the aruga, refers only to what we call yirakos, types of vegetables that are planted in small patches. Well, let's say mustard, and a certain type of bean that looks like it was smoothed out. Those are called zeroyim, and they can't be one of these five things in the aruga that is shisha by shisha tvachim. On the other hand, we learned that afunim, hagmalonim, which are larger beans, gamal is a camel. Sometimes you want to describe something big, you say gamlonim. So the Mishnah told us that's a type of yerek, and that could be one of the five. Then the Mishnah taught us as follows, even though we learned in the previous Mishnah, that if you have a border around the aruga that's high at tefach and wide at tefach, you can plant 12 on this border, but only if it's high at tefach and wide at tefach. Well, what happens if when I planted it, it was high at tefach, but now it came down a little, it eroded? You're not mechuyev to take out what you planted, but you can't plant anything new. And finally, the Mishnah told us that if you have like a row dug into the ground, or it used to be a water channel dug into the ground, it's deep at tefach, you can plant 3 zeidonin over here, 2 on each side of the edge on top and 1 down in the middle, but you have to have a tefach and a half in between. Chiddush being that even though the one at the bottom looks like it's being surrounded, like it's a prisoner, so to speak, it's chavush, we still say that if you have a tefach and a half, it's mutter.